نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. This morning we discussed quite a few things about i'tikaf and the whole purpose of i'tikaf, that the purpose is to search for Laylatul Qadr. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto the worlds. So he would not have made anything that was difficult for the ummah compulsory. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala won't make anything compulsory which is difficult for the ummah. So if the ummah had been asked to stay awake the whole night, every night of the month of Ramadan also, it would have become difficult, because there are many people who have to go to work, they've got other commitments. So it would not have been easy upon the ummah if certain things were made compulsory. For example, the Taraweeh prayers itself, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made with Jamaat for a few days or few nights, and after that he didn't come out from his house. It's a lengthy hadith, but the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they waited, and finally the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed them that why he did not come out to make it with Jamaat. Because if he had done that, it would have become farz, might have become compulsory upon the ummah, and it would have become difficult because lots of people are on journey. Like even now, if you have to tell somebody that make qaza of the namazes that you missed in the past, then the person finds it a big burden. Like some young person missed out a lot of namazes, and after 25, 30, 50 years of his life, now this person suddenly realized that he must make amends, so he wants to make qaza. But now when he sees the number of qazas that he has to make, he loses all courage and hope. Whereas it is not difficult, even if the qaza, the person is not told that he must make 10 years qaza in one night. Even if he makes one namaz qaza with each farz namaz, instead of the nafil namazes, and instead of the sunnah, the ghair muakkada namaz, if he makes the qaza namaz, then what is difficult in that? It takes him another 2-3 minutes more, that's all. So with the fajr, he makes one qaza of fajr. With the zuhur, he makes one qaza of zuhur. And you only have to make qaza of the farz namaz. And for the isha, the farz and the witr, the sunnats and nafil and all that, there's no qaza also. So how simple and easy Islam is. It's not difficult, but if a person doesn't want to do something, then everything is difficult. Everything becomes difficult if a person doesn't want to do anything. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that if I had come out and joined you all every day with regularity, then it would have become farz on the ummah. Then it would have become very difficult for the ummah, because a person is on journey now, he missed out his with Taraweeh salat, so he must make 20 rakats qaza. Now for 30 days, how many rakats qaza he has to make? Or for sickness, for illness, now the person was unable to make it. So these things were not made compulsory. But just because they were not made compulsory, it doesn't mean that they don't hold any position of significance in deen. So in the same way, to stay awake the nights of Ramadan, especially the last 10 nights, it's not compulsory. And in fact, if a person has got other duties and activities, and he believes that if he is going to engage himself most part of the night in ibadat, then it will affect his performance in his farz duty. Because if a person is employed, then it is his duty to do justice to that employment. Now if this person is going to stay awake the whole night for all the nights, he may not be able to perform as he should have been performing. So for that reason, the person is told that whatever part of the night, even 1 hour, 2 hours, if you can stay awake, stay awake. After that, go to sleep. But make namaz of fajr with jamaat, you will get the sawab of ibadat for the whole night. But I am talking about those who are in i'tikaf. That i'tikaf is something that a person has freed himself from the outside world. He must change his night into day and day into night. Those people who go for Umrah and Hajj, they know that in Makkah Sharif especially, the people make tawaf there the whole night, or engage in ibadah, zikr, safa, marwa and everything. The whole night you find movement and activity there. Now they have come from other parts of the world, they got nothing else to do. During the day after Ishraq, then they go and sleep, and they sleep right up till Zohar Namaz. So in the same way, those people who are in Ahtikaf, if they have to stay awake the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, what is that? Yeah, it is. A lot of them are complaining, it's very cold. So reduce to this thing, nothing. If so many people are wearing jerseys when the aircon is on, then it shows it's cold. Because the purpose of the aircon is that without jersey you must still feel comfortable. But when so many people are wearing jerseys, then it shows that it's cold. Isn't it? Otherwise, what is the purpose of wearing a jersey? So you must look around and see how many percent of the congregation is wearing jerseys. So all those who feel cold, even if you don't want to wear a jersey, wear it and come. So that when we see a large number of you wearing jerseys, then we'll reduce the... After it gets filled up, then it becomes a bit... It must be comfortable, it mustn't be too cold, not too... But of course, every person has got a different blood pressure. If someone got high blood pressure, now he wants it cold. And somebody got low blood pressure, now he wants it down. So in a masjid, you can't satisfy everybody. There will be people with different temperaments, different states of health. So we try to look at that which accommodates the average person, the normal person. Then the other person who is feeling very cold, just because of his temperature or because he's got fever or he's got some other sickness, so then he must wear a jersey, wear a scarf and come, nothing wrong. And the person who is feeling very hot, then he has to be a little tolerant and patient. For 1-2 hours we have to do that, because people will be of different levels. And it's just not possible to accommodate every person's desire and wish. And what really happens is that each and every one of us, then we look at our health and we expect everybody to conform with that. That is where the difficulty arises. That if I am feeling weak and sick and I've got temperature, so then I will feel cold, very cold. But at that time I must look around. How many people are wearing jerseys? If I see very few are wearing or hardly anybody is wearing, then I must take it for granted that I am sick. The others are all okay. But if it's the other way around, then we must think all the others are sick, I am okay. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making ibadat, putting our heart, mind and soul into it, then all the other things won't affect us too. Nevertheless, this i'tikaf, those people who are in i'tikaf, what I was saying is that we must try and change the night to day, day to night. That your resting time, your sleeping time, and your aram time must be more in the mornings. And at night, then find this khalwat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Mazzub Rahmatullah Alayh, when he said, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Then Hazrat Mujaddid bin Millat Rahmatullah Alayh said, even if I had 1,000,000 rupees, I would have given it to you on this share. On this poetry, I would have given you the 1,000,000 also. Now to us it means nothing. So what did he see in that poetry that he said, even 1,000,000 I would have given it to you? He said, every desire of my heart has left my heart. There's no desire left in my heart for anything else now.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
The only
Akbar.
Desire now that is in my heart is that, oh Allah, you come into my heart. I have emptied my heart
Allahu
for you, oh
Allah. Akbar,
this i'tikaf is for that. To empty our heart to receive Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's nur. And once you receive Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's nur and tajalli, after having emptied the heart, then it doesn't mean that now you become an abnormal person, that now you are deprived of food, of drink, of clothing, of shelter, and you must not travel in good car or stay in good home. How many times have I explained? All that this person will now do is that he will question, is my Allah pleased with this action of mine or displeased? If Allah Ta'ala is pleased, he goes ahead, and if Allah Ta'ala is displeased, he leaves it out. So it's a wonderful opportunity to, whilst in i'tikaf, develop this sifat. Allah Ta'ala has given you the opportunity of khalwat ma'allah. And as I explained this morning also, where it is beautifully said that even if you are occupied in the things of the world, dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. In the activities of the world also they remained with Allah, together with Allah تبارک و تعالی. In the worldly activities they still remained with Allah, they stayed together with everyone, but still it was as if they are together with no one. You are in company, but still you are with Allah تعالی. Person is with his wife, but he's still with Allah Ta'ala. The person is with his children, he's still with Allah Ta'ala. The person is in a walima, in a nikah, or he's enjoying himself in some halal and permissible entertainment, but there too his heart is with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah must not become displeased, that's all. And Allah must be happy. So how simple and easy and practical Islam is. We should not make things difficult unnecessarily. So this is just for the 10 days of Ramadan, or just for a few nights of Ramadan, that people are encouraged to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this beautiful sunnah of trying to stay awake as much as they can, so that they get this connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so that they get Laylatul Qadr. Because the person who will remain in the masjid, he will get Laylatul Qadr. Even though he may not have some mystical experience, or he may not be flying in the heavens, he's still on earth, but he will get Laylatul Qadr. The person who is in i'tikaf, he will get Laylatul Qadr, because he's in the masjid every night of the last 10 nights. So even if he's sleeping, he'll get Laylatul Qadr. If he's making zikr, he'll get Laylatul Qadr. If he's making namaz, he'll get Laylatul Qadr. If he's making dua, he'll get Laylatul Qadr. So it's a very great ibadat, this i'tikaf. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making qadr of it. And those who are in i'tikaf, that they must value, appreciate the beautiful hours and minutes of the nights that you have, and engage yourself as much in dua, zikr, tilawat, ibadat. And when you're tired, then rest. It must not be done out of pressure and force. If a person is tired, he must sleep, he must rest. Don't have to exert yourself so much that for the rest of the nights after that the person is knocked out. This is not a place where you get a knockout blow after one night that finish for the rest of the 10 nights. The person says, I can't do anything because I stayed awake one whole night. So balance everything. Let there be i'tidal.